The views expressed on the Buckmaster Radio program are not necessarily the views of Bill Buckmaster Communications, LLC, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster with you on this Monday afternoon. John Couch, my friend, producer, engineer on the other side of the glass. John, I hope you had a great weekend. I think you were probably on the other side of the glass Saturday and Sunday. Yes, you were. You had a, so it's the weekend was a rather interesting for John, right? All right. Together, we welcome you to the Buckmaster Show on this Monday. It's the 5th of August, 2019. You're listening to 1030 Tucson's Voice for Trusted News Talk here in Southern Arizona. We have our worldwide live listening on my website, buckmastershow.com, kvoi.com, of course, 24/7 podcasts available at buckmastershow.com. The live line number, 790-2040. Love to hear from you, especially during the first half hour. If you've got some solutions on how we can lessen these mass murders in America, we would love to hear from you on our Monday political face-off. Commentators today, John Munger, seated to my right. Mr. Munger, well-known Tucson attorney, former president of the Arizona Board of Regents and Republican candidate for Arizona governor a few years ago. John, did you have a good weekend?
I had a wonderful weekend. Visited my grandkids.
In
Laguna Niguel.
Very nice. Nice weather over there, too.
Yeah, a little warm, but nice.
Okay.
Cooler than here.
Jeff Rogers, seated to my left, also a well-known Tucson attorney, former chair of the Pima County Democratic Party. Jeff, how are you?
I'm very well. Had a very nice weekend. Ended up and did a lot of resting. I've got this torn medial collateral ligament that I'm having to nurse back to health. And
does that mean you can't get on a horse?
Yeah, right now it's tough because, you know, you use your legs to ride a lot. Probably who don't ride horses probably aren't aware of that, but it's not your hands on the reins that are as important as your legs squeezing the horse. Mm. And so until this heals, I'm limited to just turning my horse loose.
So you're kind of grounded.
Yeah. Kind of grounded.
The Monday Political Face-Off, sponsored by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. I've got some very exciting news. The dates are now set for the upcoming sale of the Bill Buckmaster collection of some beautiful old prints and maps. Most of them are about at least 150 years old from around the world. The collection will have 24 pieces. All are priced very reasonably. They're all under $300. They go on view and sale at Moe's on Saturday, a week from Saturday, August 17th. The sale runs through Saturday, September 27th, and 100%, John and Jeff, of my portion of the proceeds from the sale will go to the Friends of Pima Animal Care.
Oh, that's great.
That's wonderful. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. That's just my small way of helping our four-legged friends who can't talk. So hopefully we can get a little money over to them. And there's some really nice items there. And I hope folks, the listeners, will go and check out a sample of the collection. It's posted on Moe's Facebook page. So just go to Facebook, search Moe's Gallery, and it will come up, and you'll see, I think he's got maybe 15 of the 24 items for sale are up there. Moe's is located at the corner of Fort Lowell and Dodge, next to Copenhagen. And again, the sale starts the 17th of August, and we'll keep going with it till the last Saturday in September, the 27th. So I really hope folks will go by and take a look. Yeah, man, it's been just last week was a horrible week in a country that's almost become, and I hate to say it, immune to these mass shootings. This was a very, very bad week. It's been a bad year for mass murders in the United States. And it's like I was telling John and Jeff before the show today, it's like a continuous loop of these things happening. Everybody expresses outrage, but then we're back. It seems like we're in the same position, John, again.
Yeah, we are, Bill. And it isn't, I don't even view it as a political issue. I think it's a cultural issue. We've let our culture get out of hand, and there's no one thing we can do. We need to do many things. For example, we finally need to get real and take care of our mentally ill people. And if your listeners may not be aware, but 20, 25, 30 years ago, we closed down all our mentally ill facilities and turned those people out on the streets.
Why?
Money. That's wrong. That's why we have so many homeless people who are really mentally ill. We have that problem. We have problems with kids playing games to see how many people they can kill. We have the inability to respond to people who have problems. You were telling me, Bill, before the show that this young man who caused the events in Dayton apparently was expelled from school because he'd written way back in high school a manifesto about how many people in his family he wanted to kill. And yet nobody did anything about it except expelling from school. There's so many things going on in our society that we can clean up, and then you get to hate. There's way, way too much hate going on both sides in this country. We need to get past the hate and start having policy debates again, as we used to, without hating. And that goes to both sides. I'm not taking a political point of view here. I think both sides are guilty of it. And we need to get back to respecting people, respecting life. We need to get away from this moral relativism, which means that you don't have any judgments about what's right or wrong. Our morality has gone to hell. You cannot have a constitutional democracy in anything that works in anything but a moral society.
All right, now let's hear Jeff.
Well, there are some things that are easy to do, and John just repeated what are sort of what we call the NRA talking points when one of these
not
happens.
Intended to be.
But these are the four things that should be easy to do, but in fact are not. One of them is ban high capacity magazines that these shooters use. It enables them to shoot a lot of people in a short period of time. These Dayton police arrived within 30 seconds and killed this guy. Mm-hmm. But in those 30 seconds, he was able to wound about 20 people and kill 9. I mean, nobody who is unless you're a warrior, I mean a soldier, nobody needs a high capacity magazine. Also, these assault weapons are built and made and manufactured to kill people. They're not hunting weapons. You know, I used to hunt and I never got anywhere near an assault rifle. And all my friends that hunt, they joke about people who would use that kind of a weapon. So again, that kind of a weapon, a semi-automatic assault style rifle, should be banned. And both of those bans took place once before the Brady Bill. They were banned for 10 years and then Congress didn't have the guts to renew the ban on them. And then
did it make a difference during that 10-year period? Do we have any kind of information?
There are some statistics that show there were fewer of these things then.
Really?
But the atmosphere wasn't as poisonous back then as right. well. So right. that, you know, you kind of have to factor that in and
sure.
that's hard to measure.
Okay.
And then the third thing is universal background checks. Constantly we poll America and this is something that 90% of Americans agree on, universal background checks. There's a bill that was passed by the House of Representatives and is sitting there on Mitch McConnell's desk and he won't call a vote for it. And these things have to be done nationwide because I'll give you two examples of why it doesn't help for states to do this that much. For instance, you've got all of these, one of the California shooters in recent weeks bought a weapon that is illegal in California.
Right.
In a high capacity magazines are banned in California, as are AR
and where
assault
did he
rifles.
Go?
He went to Nevada and bought it in Nevada. Mm-hmm. And this, we can explain a lot of what happens in Chicago gun violence. It's not this kind of racial issue, but the vast majority of the weapons taken from people who shoot and kill in Chicago came from my home state of Indiana, which has very lax gun laws. Illinois has pretty strict gun laws. So this has to be a national answer. No state-by-state routine is going to change that, because there's always going to be states like Nevada, Arizona, Texas, and others that have very lax gun laws, and people will just go there and buy the weapons and use them elsewhere.
Okay.
A fourth thing that we can do to stop this is for the president to quit tweeting racist and hateful messages to his base. I mean, this is a man who basically, during one of his big rallies, he was yelling about the Mexicans crossing the border, and how are we going to stop these caravans? And then one of the people yelled out, shoot him, shoot him. And of course, he laughed and smiled and then made a joke about it. Well, and when he talks about people invading our country, that's the exact same words that this shooter in El Paso used. And he posted it on a hate website called 8chan. And that's the same website that the shooter in New Zealand used to put his manifesto on. It's the same website used by the Poway shooter who shot up a synagogue in Poway, California.
John, I'm going to take a break, but you're going to be first with your reaction, okay?
Okay.
But actually, before we take the break, so enough to keep Terry on the line, Terry, I'd like to hear your suggestion that you have on this issue, please.
Yeah, Bill, how are you?
Thank you, very well.
And hi to your guests. Mm-hmm. This is a serious, serious problem. The blame game stops and the talk stops, and we need to do some action. I'm an independent voter from a Republican Party, so I wanted to let you know I'm not a flat-out GOP guy. I vote for the person, not the party. However, I want to say this. I'm going to talk about the education part of it, which we're lacking. I don't care if you take a standard battery of tests at the fifth grade. I think elementary school, you could probably read to the fifth level. I'm pretty sure. I don't know if the education department is that bad in America, but maybe we'll try better. Give the series of kids, we give them a promotion for not spelling right, adding right. So why not give them a promotion? And first we find out if these kids at the fifth grade level, again, the reading people who know how to read, not stutter or whatever. Give them a series of battery standard tests, and we can find out. Have a paid psychologist on staff or whatever. I know it's going to cost money, but we kids cost money. You cost money. Stations cost money. We need to get serious about this.
Okay.
And see if we can pinpoint it at the education level and know how these kids will graduate to be monsters at 21. So we start locally and school. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Terry. So Terry believes in psychological testing at an early age in school. I don't really know about any comments from John or Jeff on that.
We'll come back to that.
Okay, we'll come back. Let's take the break right now. We're going to talk about Mona's. Mona's Danish Bakery. Home of the Danish Kringle, Mona's located at the northeast corner of Swan and Sunrise. Owner and chief baker Steve has installed the grill. They're up and running with their breakfast each morning at 6:30. They're open right now for lunch, northeast corner, Swan and Sunrise. Mona's Danish Bakery, home of the Danish Kringle. They're on the web at monasdanishbakery.com. And, of course, there's a link at buckmastershow.com. It is the Monday Political Face-Off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. Go to Moe's Facebook page to check out the Buckmaster collection of old maps and prints that will be going on sale a week from Saturday. Be right back. Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops, craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com.
This is Bill Buckmaster encouraging you to fly from Tucson International Airport. When you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. A new study shows the Tucson Airport Authority's annual economic impact is $7.4 billion, with almost $1 billion of that from visitors flying into the airport. Fly Tucson, and airlines will respond with more flights, bringing more visitors, benefiting all of us. Type in TUS when you book your next flight and fly Tucson. The Regional Transportation Authority has a 35-member Citizens Advisory Committee working to identify transportation priorities for the region and will be seeking public input on those priorities before too long. These priorities will help guide development of an RTA continuation plan. The current RTA plan and half-cent excise tax will continue through June 2026. To sign up for RTA updates, visit rtamobility.com. Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
Hey, it's Matt Russell from the Buckmaster Show.
And this is Ryan Hansen from Bon Voyage Travel.
I am so pumped to be partnering with Bon Voyage on my next culinary and cocktail cruise.
This is definitely a cruise for foodies as you experience the Mediterranean on Celebrity Cruises.
And the private excursions that your team has arranged for us? I mean, come on, an ouzo distillery tour in Greece? A food and wine day on Malta?
We'll handle everything, so all you and your guests need to do is eat, drink, and be happy.
Go to bvtravel.com/Matt Russell to learn more.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show, the Monday Political Face-Off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. They're located at Fort Lowell and Dodge. Jeff Rogers is here and John Munger. And of course, we're talking about what happened over the weekend and really what's happened with mass shootings this year. It's been a horrible year in that area. John Munger, Jeff gave us four items. High-capacity magazines, assault weapons, universal background checks. I forgot your fourth item.
If the president would quit making hateful, racist comments designed to...
Toning down the rhetoric. There you go, John Munger.
Well, I think there's rhetoric on both sides. Let's start there. There's a lot of anti-Semitism coming from the Democratic Party. There's hatred on all sides. We've got to stop this, as the president said this morning. We've got to put the end to white supremacists and white nationalism. Similarly, we've got to put the end to anti-Semitism. We've got to put an end to black nationalism, Louis Farrakhan and his crew. And there's a lot of those folks out there. There's just way too much hatred coming from all sides. Insofar as guns are concerned, we can have that debate, but the Democrats always want to make this a gun issue. It's far broader. And I'm not saying it's not a gun issue, but guns don't pull the trigger. It takes some kind of wacko to pull that trigger, and the underlying problem is we've got too many wackos that are free on the streets, and nobody seems to do anything about them, even when we're warned about them. This guy in Dayton, we were warned about him. Guy after guy that does this, somebody knew something and didn't say anything about it. And we've got to figure out how to get better control of these people, our mentally ill people, whether they've been adjudicated mentally ill or whether they deserve to be adjudicated mentally ill. We've got to get better control of that.
Should that be done at a national level, or should it be left up to the states?
Well, I mean, I, I always favor doing things at the state level, but I'm open to a discussion on it. I think that we've got to do that. I think that, for example, I'm willing to talk about things like the 30 bullet magazine for semi-automatic weapons. Everybody knows automatic weapons are illegal. Semi-automatic, where you have to pull a trigger for each shot, those are legal. All kinds of guns are semi-automatic guns, including hunting rifles. The question that Jeff raises is the magazines. So there are a lot of people, myself included, who have 30-round magazines in their home. I have no reason on earth to have a 30-round magazine outside my property. Mm-hmm. I have it there for self-protection, I would be willing to talk about outlawing 30-round magazines off one's property, but just to ban it, I don't agree with that. I think that there are a lot of things we can do. We need to stop, as I've said, we need to stop pointing fingers at individual hate groups, and we need to start treating people with respect and with some love and get this hate out of our dialogue. And the hate's coming from both sides.
All right, Jeff Rogers.
Well, first and foremost, let's talk about the president's rhetoric. I'll quote you from Michael Gerson in today's Washington Post.
Mark.
Michael Gerson was speechwriter for George W. Bush and has worked for various Republican administrations. He talks about Trump, says he makes racist comments, appeals to racist sentiments, inflames racist passions. The rationalization that he is not, deep down in his heart, really a racist is meaningless. Trump's continued offenses mean that a large portion of his political base is energized by racist tropes and the language of white grievances, and it means, whatever their intent, that those who play down or excuse or try to walk past these offenses are enablers. And that's from a Republican speechwriter who worked for multiple Republican administrations.
Yeah, but
and that is the truth.
Gerson,
this man, he spews hatred and fumes at Latinos, at blacks.
Okay.
And he's you can go all the way back to the 70s
so
when he had to settle with the Justice Department because he couldn't,
because he was being racist in his rentals
in New York
City.
Gerson
is a Democrat who's masquerading as a Republican. I mean, Gerson is nobody. I'm not impressed by Gerson. So, but the issue is,
do you think
Trump should be calling people animals
who infest our country? Do you think he should say things like that, John? Is that appropriate?
MS-13 are animals who are infest our country, and there are a lot of people.
He said immigrants are animals.
No, he didn't.
He did.
He said that there are some immigrants who are animals that infest this country, and that's true.
And he was referring to
people like MS-13, people that come back into the country and have been expelled numerous times and come back in and kill people. There are people like that. We need to get off of this concept that just because you want to control your borders, you're a racist.
All right.
And that's what the Democrats are saying. Let's talk policy. And let's get off of this hatred.
Okay, let's talk to some of our listeners, see what they have to say. Roberta, you're on the air. Go ahead. What's on your mind?
Well, I listen to doctors and psychologists a lot, and they try to look at the root causes for these things, and I've heard three of them come up over the last few weeks. And one is that these people have been badly hurt in childhood and don't know how to express it appropriately. They're not taught how to say, I'm disappointed, or my feelings are hurt by what you said or did. And if they do, people aren't taught how to respond appropriately, and sometimes they just don't respond to it, or they put them down.
All right.
Well, I agree with that. And see, the problem is we're not dealing with our mentally ill people. We've turned them out on the streets. We leave them literally out on the street. And that carries over not only to the people who are not on the street, but we don't deal at all with mentally sick people. And every single one of these people that has done this has been mentally ill, and we've known he was mentally ill, and we did nothing about it.
All right,
we've got to deal with that.
Paul is next. Paul, what's on your mind, sir? Go ahead, Paul.
Are hiring around the country, but the young people that I'm running into and interviewing these days, so many of them come out of our high schools and colleges with a deathly fear that the end of not only our country, but even the end of the earth is coming in a few years, and they have very little to live for, so they're just going to raise hell while they have time.
Well, that's true, but see, that's a form of mental illness, I suppose you could call it, there. But we've got to get to these root causes. There's a lot of things. There's nothing, it's not just mentally ill people. It's things like having kids sit home and play games that where they compete with how many people they can kill. That's just wrong. We've got to get back to a society that respects people.
All right.
And we
well,
don't
we could
have
start with a president who respects
Jeff,
people,
get,
irregardless
get off
of their
hate.
Race.
Okay, guys. The hate needs to end, Jeff.
All right. Patrick would like to join our conversation, and we welcome him. Go ahead, Patrick.
Good morning, guys.
Hi.
You guys are doing good, man. I'm definitely disgusted with the mass shootings as well, and I think that all you guys are making a good point. As an African-American in this country, you know, I do recognize that there is some hate. And like one of you guys have stated, you know, a lot of this stuff comes from both sides. With the mass shootings, it seems like, you know, with these guys being as young as they are, that there could be a problem more so at home with the parents.
As I agree with that.
As a parent of three children, you know, I want to raise my children so that even if they do have any type of mental issues, to be able to acknowledge those things and be able to recognize that they need help before they get to the point where they can go and grab my gun or go and buy a gun to go and do these type of things. It's not the president, you know, it's not our country. It's more so these individuals are making decisions to go out and kill people. And it really, as young as they are, it starts with their upbringing, their parents. Maybe there needs to be some type of therapy for these people.
He's brought up a good point. The breakdown of the family is huge. And you look, 25% of the mass shootings that occur in this country occur in four cities. Did you know that? 25% of the mass shootings occur in Washington, D.C., Chicago, Detroit, and Baltimore.
Hmm.
And we... Why is that? Because in those areas, the family has broken down. We have no respect for law and order.
And those may be places where there are a lot of homicides, but I don't think those places lead the country in the amount of mass shootings defined as
nobody leads the country. But in terms of you count up mass shootings are four people or more. And in those areas, when you hear a statistic, mass shootings, a lot of those people are people in those areas. 25% of gun deaths that are not suicide are in those areas, and the breakdown of the family. This is not just about whether we have gun control. It's about the society, and the society is failing.
All right, John, we're going to have to leave it right there. Jeff, final comment?
Well, I think that we have to... Let me give you a final comment on the magazines issue. Jared Loeffner was stopped when he had to reload and put another magazine in his gun. That was a break in his the hell he was creating that day. And that's how he stopped it. And that's a really good argument for decreasing the size of legal magazines. And I'll leave it at that. But I think that the American public supports these things. And if Mitch McConnell will get off his ass and get these bills heard before the Senate, we can pass some meaningful legislation.
I'm glad to talk about those things, but we can't set aside the main issue, which is our societal failures overall. And I don't want to have this be solved by people who think, oh, we'll just cut off gun, we'll have gun control. Let's finally focus on the problems in our society, the breakdown of the family, mental illness, and look at the whole picture.
All right, John Munger and Jeff Rogers. Gentlemen, thank you very much. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing presenting our Monday political face-off. The dates are set for our upcoming sale, the Buckmaster Collection of beautiful old maps and prints. Most are about 150 years old or more. Collection goes on sale on August 17th, running through the 27th of September. 100% of the profits, or 100% of the proceeds from the sale, my particular part of the profits, will go to the Friends of Animal Care Center. And you can sample the collection by taking a look at Moe's Gallery Facebook page. They're at Fort Lowell and Dodge next to Copenhagen. Be right back.
Observing an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine in a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Vets working hard to save wildlife covered in cactus spines. A skunk left for dead, miraculously saved by a caring citizen. Those are just a couple of the headlines from the nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Center, where thousands of animals are cared for each year at its state-of-the-art Far East Side Tucson facility. Rescue, rehab, and release. The Tucson Wildlife Center, saving wildlife for more than two decades. Donate online at TucsonWildlife.com or call 290-WILD.
This is Moa Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing.
And this is Bill Buckmaster. For several decades now, Mo has been my go-to expert for all my framing needs and bathroom mirrors. I trust Mo for service, professionalism, and top-of-the-line quality.
Thanks, Bill. Give us a call at 795-8226 and stop by Mo's Gallery and Fine Framing on the southwest corner of Fort Lowell and Dodge, right next to Copenhagen, and on the web at moesgallery.com.
Green Things is a family-owned and operated plant nursery serving Tucson since 1970. Open daily at 3384 East River Road, Green Things is chock full of plants and pottery from around the world. Green Things is also now home to Zocalo, featuring fine Mexican and South American imports spread over five buildings on the 13-acre Green Things property. For more, visit greenthingsaz.com and zocalovillage.com.
Let's say you need an honest roofer. Where do you start? Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona has more than 3,200 accredited businesses ready to help and committed to doing things right. Next time you need a trusted mechanic, plumber, AC company, or florist, go to our website, bbb.org, or call us at 520-888-6161. Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona. We are here to help you find local companies you can trust.
At Sierra Tucson, we see miracles of healing every day. We are honored to be an international premier treatment center right here in Southern Arizona. Our comprehensive evidence-based programs focus on addiction recovery, mood and anxiety disorders, trauma recovery, including PTSD, pain recovery, and co-occurring disorders. Learn more at sierratucson.com. Or call us at 800-842-4487. We work with most insurance payers.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show on this Monday afternoon on 10:30, the Voice, Southern Arizona's source for trusted news talk. This portion of the program presented by Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. Just a three-hour drive basically from the Tucson area will put you in cooler climes, which is always nice this time of year when we're having such a very hot, kind of overall pretty dry summer rainy season. So things are green I know, over in the Gila National Wilderness, good place to do some hiking. Visit southwestnewmexico.org, the complete listing of great things to do and places to stay in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. Let's welcome now our contributor on military and foreign affairs, General John Wickham, who was appointed by President Reagan as the 33rd U.S. Army Chief of Staff. Just prior to that position, he commanded all American and U.N. forces in Korea. He wrote a book, which is still available on Amazon, called Korea on the Brink, about the challenges he faced. He also served on the Secretary of Defense Policy Board. He was vice chair of U.S.-China National Committee. He served two combat tours in Vietnam, where he was seriously wounded on his first tour, and he earned two Silver Stars, a Bronze Star for Valor, a Purple Heart. And when he retired, he had 8 Distinguished Service Medals. He resides with his lovely wife, Anne, in Oro Valley. General Wickham, how are you, sir?
Oh, I'm doing fine, Bill, and wonderful to be on your great program.
I'm going to lead off today with something very significant. On Friday, the United States terminated a major treaty of the Cold War, General Wickham, that being the Intermediate Nuclear Forces Agreement. And it's already planning to start, the U.S. is already planning to start testing a new class of missiles later this summer. And this has led many folks, General Wickham, to worry that we are at the beginning of a new arms race. What are your thoughts, sir?
I think you're right. There's some evidence that this is going to lead to further challenges with Russia. This treaty was important. It was broken, however. The Russians were bypassing it and building intermediate nuclear weapons and delivery systems. I remember when Davis Monthan was involved in destroying some of these intermediate weapons, and so the satellites could see what was going on from Davis Monthan. So it was an important treaty, and I think the important thing, Bill, for Americans is to think about, are we on the right path when we're destroying cooperative arrangements or control arrangements, or are we better off to keep these in place even if they're not perfect? And I think we're better off in the latter way. For example, the Iran nuclear deal was not perfect, but it was a deal that kept Iran from having nuclear weapons for at least 15 years, and verified by United Nations inspectors all over Iran. But we tore the treaty up, and now Iran is free to do what it wants to do, and it is beginning to do just that.
We are really in a period now of strategic instability, General, with the United States and Russia. We have the potential for nuclear confrontations with North Korea and Iran. This is a very dangerous time we're living in, sir.
You're exactly right, Bill. It's the worst period I've seen in my 41 years in the military. Forgive me, my voice. I'm riding the bicycle outside. It gives you that, but you're right, and the situation begs for strong, quality, enlightened leadership, and unfortunately, we do not have this in the United States. I don't want to get into politics, but we have abdicated our leadership role in Asia. China is now the leader in Asia. And we've abdicated to a degree our leadership role in Europe. Russia is now, in many ways, a leader in Europe. So this is not healthy for our children and grandchildren.
General Wickham, were you out on the bicycle already this morning?
Oh, yeah. I try to do a couple of miles a day.
Oh, my goodness. My inspiration, General Wickham, at 91 years old, pretty amazing. So we will definitely take a little frog in the throat there, knowing that you were able to get a couple of miles in on the bicycle. General, are you concerned about what you're seeing in Hong Kong and the crackdown that's going on by the Chinese government. And this is turning into a major story for commerce as well. Cathay Pacific Airlines, which is based in Hong Kong, canceling more than 100 flights into the in and out of Hong Kong. This is turning into a major story.
Yes, and you've been there, and I've been to Hong Kong several times, and then to China also. The Hong Kong people have been seeking to establish their independence and from China. China says, no, you're part of China, and we're going to see to it that this persists. And that is a part of it. Well, that's the source of the problem. And so we're going to see more of this as the people in Hong Kong who are well-educated, Western-oriented, are very capable, are seeking more independence from China. But China is not going to allow this to happen. So how do we, the United States and other nations, work with the Chinese to keep the peace? We can do it by talking and sitting down and in diplomacy. Here's the tragic thing related to that, Bill. You understand it. Our State Department today is only 60% manned with professionals. We don't have ambassadors in several countries that we should have. Why the devil haven't we focused more on building that capability? I don't understand it. It's just not understandable.
General Wickham, we're going to take our break right here, give you a chance to get some water, lubricate your throat. So we'll come back with a second segment with General Wickham. 790-2040 is our live line number. We'll be back with General Wickham right after this break.
Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com. Buckmaster Show listeners know about my love of travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. I know you value your time and money, so it makes sense to fly Tucson with nearly 60 daily nonstop flights to major hub airports. If you're flying to another airport to take a nonstop flight, you're still making a connection and spending 4 hours on the road traveling to that other airport. That's why I fly Tucson and encourage you to do the same. The Regional Transportation Authority's 20-year transportation plan is funded through June 2026 by a special taxing district, which is a state-established political subdivision within Pima County. The RTA plan and half-cent excise tax were voter-approved in May 2006, and the tax is collected within the district. More about RTA Citizens Advisory Committee's efforts to develop an RTA continuation plan at rtamobility.com.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year, and if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
As a small business owner, I appreciate the services of a top-notch certified public accountant. That's why Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates is the CPA firm of the Buckmaster Show. Michael's a former Small Business Leader of the Year in Tucson. He'll professionally handle all of your accounting needs and tax preparation services. Flowers, Rieger & Associates, 6125 East Grant Road, and on the web, flowersrieger.com.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show, this portion of our program presented by Green Things. Green Things, located at 3384 East River Road by the Rito River, just west of the Brandy Fenton Park. It's a 13-acre site. Not only do they have all of your roses and everything you could imagine for the garden, but now they have all that great merchandise. Much of it is handcrafted from Mexico, Latin America, and Europe. Come tour the five shops at Zocalo Village. Zocalo for years was over at Country Club and Broadway. In that area, they established a great reputation as a place for very quality merchandise. Well, they're now part of the Green Things family, so you can get all of your gardening needs taken care of and some beautiful items for your home at Green Things. Their website is greenthingsaz.com. General John Wickham, who was a longtime United States Army Chief of Staff, with us on the Buckmaster Show. And General Wickham, there appears to be no movement in this area of disarming North Korea. And even though the North Koreans have once again resumed testing of short-range missiles.
That's right, Bill. It's dangerous. And I think it's one of the real dangers that Americans and other friends of our country face, is that North Korea is moving in this direction. They have perhaps 50 or more nuclear weapons. They have some that can reach the United States. Would they use them? I don't think so, but as a threat. And they're building more. And the policy that we have been pursuing, coming from hardliners, we're going to force the North Koreans to give up everything and verify it permanently. That's never going to happen. Kim Jong-un, the founder of North Korea during the Korean War, said we're losing the war because we don't have nuclear weapons and we're going to get them, and they have them. And the grandson, Kim Jong-un, is not going to give them up. So the policy of the United States and other nations negotiating with North Korea should be to recognize them as a nuclear power and try to constrain the way we did with the Soviet Union during the Cold War. I think North Korea would agree to stopping the building of weapons, would agree to inspections, would agree to no more testing, and no more exporting of nuclear materials. I think those kinds of things can be negotiated with North Korea. But we are not on the track of serious negotiations, in my humble opinion.
There's another issue. This is a trade issue that's developed between Japan and South Korea. The relations now are very strained. This hasn't been getting a lot of publicity in this country, but it's really a very troublesome development. That historically, Japan and Korea have not had that good of relationships, and they've really been deteriorating in recent months, General Wickham.
That's right, and it goes back historically. You understand it in spades, Bill. The Japanese used to occupy all of Korea, and, for example, destroying monuments to Buddha and forcing the Koreans to learn Japanese and speak Japanese instead of Hangul, the Korean language. And they forced Korean women to be prostitutes during the war, the Second World War. So there's a history of hatred between the two, which complicates the trade. That's an illustration of difficulties we face in other places of the world, the Middle East, historically. History gets in the way and complicates what we're trying to do. And that's why it's important, I think, for our leaders to read history and understand the lessons of history. Unfortunately, Bill, I don't think they listen to or read history.
Well, you know, there's so much emphasis, and certainly over the horrible weekend we had and the horrible week with the mass shootings, there's been so much emphasis on domestic news that some of these issues are just not getting very much publicity. For instance, the issue with the crackdown on dissidents that we talked about in Hong Kong, the crackdown on dissidents recently in Moscow, in the capital of Russia, just not getting very much publicity. And largely, the United States State Department has been quiet on this and not condemning the governments of China and Russia for these crackdowns.
Exactly right, Bill, and not condemning is also not coming from the White House either. So that's part of the difficulty. We've got to face the reality of inadequate, in my humble opinion, inadequate leadership. And we aren't going to get progress unless we have stronger, enlightened leadership.
The Department of Defense budget, this is one of the largest DOD budgets ever, just approved by the administration. Are you concerned about this effort to divert defense spending to building a wall on our southern border?
Exactly right. There's other illustrations. Part of the defense budget includes programs that don't make a lot of sense. We don't need a lot more tanks, for example. Yes, we do need airplanes. Yes, we do need submarines. And we do need modernization. But there are programs in there that are based on politics and votes. And I saw that when I was Army Chief of Staff. And Congress was forcing the Army to buy more trucks when we didn't need them. So that's part of the difficulty. And so the DOD budget is being undermined by diversion of funds to build the wall against Mexico. That doesn't make sense. There's some constitutional issues with this diversion process that's going on, but that's undermining the budget. To say it's a good budget is not real when you are moving funds away from programs that are necessary to build a wall that, in my humble opinion, is not necessary.
General Wickham, I want to talk in the remaining, we've got about 3 minutes left with you, about the United States troops in Afghanistan. We've been in Afghanistan since shortly after 9/11, and this has been going on and on. Now the president is saying that he wants all of the troops out of Afghanistan by the 2020 election. When you put a date like that, doesn't that put our troops in harm's way?
It does, and it complicates any kind of negotiations because it tells the Taliban and the others that we are trying to persuade that you don't need to have any kind of an agreement because we're going to be gone by a certain time. So I think it's wrong. But we do need to negotiate with the Taliban. And here again, Bill, if you don't have quality leadership in the State Department and aggressive programs of negotiations, you aren't going to make progress. We've been in Afghanistan almost 20 years, and we aren't solving the problem. We're spending maybe $20 billion a year just on that one country, paying their defense budget. We should do it on a regional basis. We need to sit down with the Indians, the British, the Russians, and even
Pakistanis, mm-hmm.
and try to work out an agreement. And we've not done that. We're trying to do it totally on our own, and that's wrong.
How about the morale of our Army troops who've some of these men and women, General Wickham, are serving multiple tours, are they not, over in Afghanistan?
They are, and I've got a grandson who's a medical doctor, West Point graduate, and he just finished a hardship tour in Africa, 6 months. I don't know what he was doing. He can't say it's classified. What are we doing with people in Africa? We've got several thousand U.S. military in Africa. And we need to be more clear about what we're trying to do in these countries. and I'm not sure that we are. That impacts on morale. And I think the programs that are coming out, we're not going to recognize same-sex marriages. If you're going to have same-sex marriage, you're going to be thrown out of the military. That doesn't make sense. I think we should realize that the same-sex marriages are reality, and in the military, as well as in civil society. We need to recognize that. We need to do a better job with suicide prevention. There are 20 veterans a day that die from suicide. Doesn't sound like a large number, but 20 times 365 is a large number. So we're not doing enough to prevent veterans' suicide. And also, we have the highest suicide rate now among our youngsters. And that we're not doing enough at all there. So I've got a son-in-law who's a school superintendent, and the amount of time he devotes to preventing problems is enormous.
All right, General Wickham, we certainly appreciate your visits with us. Thank you very much, sir.
Well, I appreciate visiting with you, Bill. God bless.
Thanks a lot. General John Wickham with us on the Buckmaster Show, and that's going to do our program. Do it for our Monday on 10:30, The Voice, trusted news talk in Southern Arizona. I'm Bill Buckmaster. On behalf of John Couch, my engineer-producer, we hope you have a great afternoon. We've got Around the Table next with Jennifer English. Stay tuned.